from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. One snowmobile trail upgrade near Gogama will benefit sledding right across our region. The Northern Ontario Heritage Fund is putting up the money to reroute Top C Trail around some rocky terrain. Témiscaming Abitibi Trail Association President Gilbert Fortin says that will open up the route to Dubreuilville, Horn Payne, Kapuskasing, and Valrita. Fortin says work like this is year-round, and he takes the opportunity to remind you to get your trail permit early and stick to the trails all winter.
We have agreement with landowners, and we have to respect that. And if we start trespassing, then we start losing trails.
The Heritage Fund money is part of $800,000 for trail projects across the provincial network. The excuse that "I didn't know" doesn't work when you're caught hunting in residential and industrial areas of Timmins. Police Communications Coordinator Mark DePozzi says the annual complaints are already coming in from home and business owners on Craft Creek Road, Shirley Street North, Jaguar Drive, and Sandy Falls Road.
The obligation to be aware of where you are and whether or not it is legal to engage in small game hunting or migratory bird hunting in that particular area lies directly on the shoulders of the individual sportsman.
It's an obvious public safety issue. Over on MyTimmonsNow.com, we have a handy resource to make sure you're hunting legally. The Downtown Timmins BIA is celebrating the season on Saturday on 3rd Avenue with Fall Fest. Executive Director Cindy Campbell says all kinds of family-friendly activities begin at 11 o'clock. Then at 2, live music starts. Various genres will be heard until about 9 o'clock, including Indigenous music from former Cochrane Mayor Lawrence Martin.
1993 Juno Award winner. He's going to play a set. We're so excited to hear him.
Martin will play at 4 o'clock along with Vern Cheekshu. All the activities are free of charge. And Orange Shirt Every Child Matters Day is being observed across Canada tomorrow. Here in Timmins, there's a talk about the importance of National Truth and Reconciliation Day at 10 o'clock. Representatives of the Native Friendship Centre will explain why it's significant. That's at the Seven Feathers Crosswalk at Pine and Third. And a ceremony before the Timmins Majors Cap Flyers hockey game is set for 7 tomorrow night at the MAC. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.